You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Penny porches or pretty pictures, poking holes in the plot. I've been smoking a lot, done arrive on the dock. Many left once been so why the fuck not? Let's load a slash, check, need some shoes, let's go stop.
And I did miss one muscle, me, but the title's currently free. And I
am that's that shit that I'm taking for granted. Sally is my true spirit, vibe that grows ego. Gonna speed up till I eat bad, but it's gotta be that thing.
Keep the brown in, cause my brown skin cut it like pennies in a fountain. I got so far a wish carried over streams and mountains.
Hello,
I chose my path, chose my way, but routine led me astray. It's like I just let time slip away. Reflection in the mirror still says,
try more to escape this place. It's draining life first. You must
a little change of placement, cause you're acting so complacent. Welcome in a new sensation.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 20 of That's Awesome with Joe. I am Joe. This is a kind of unique and special episode. I'm already with my guests. We're not going to do an intro this week. And it's different because one of our guests is returning and I have two people joining. So this is like the biggest podcast I've done. Our returning guest is Donovan. Hi, Donnie.
Hello.
And Donnie is actually the reason that we're all here. So Donnie, I want to give you the opportunity to explain why we're all here in this room and who is here with us.
My chair's so squeaky. Thank you, Joe.
Hi, Donnie.
Do you remember you saved the best for first?
Yeah, and this is... Do you know what episode? Because I just said it.
24.
No.
23.
Nope.
20.
Good.
What do I get? A cookie?
We are all here in Long Island, New York at Voodoo Studios, one of my favorite spots to record at, working on music together. It's going to be for a solo effort that I plan on releasing probably some point next year. But we're out here with, of course, Joe. We're all co-writing. And Alan Casillas, who's also here. If you want to say hi, Alan.
Hey.
Oh, I love it.
We are working on... I've done solo stuff with these two before separately, but I don't think we've gotten a chance to collaborate in the same room for so many days on end. So they're helping me sound cool. Cooler than normal.
Uh-huh. So that's why we're... Who else is here? You just...
Alan's here.
Yep, and you said that one.
Our friend Ken, who goes by Mundo, is here. It's, well, he's quiet, but we can see if he can make some noise.
We have a mic there just in case. He did chime in once already.
Yeah, he said 20.
Yeah, and he was right because he was actually paying attention.
My chair was squeaking.
But so part of that's right. The actual reason that we're all here is because I couldn't find another guest this week, so we're recording this at 1 a.m., and it's supposed to go up. So,
would you say that's an odd reason?
Oh, full circle.
Make sure to check it out. It's on Spotify.
And that's
Donovan thanks. Malero with Mundo.
That's me.
Odd reason. There he is. He makes his debut.
All right, you're so welcome. Look, now that we're
you're
all
welcome.
Here, no, I'm but, glad that we're here though, Joe.
Yeah, me too, dude. Thanks for bringing us here.
You know what this is like?
Thanks, Don.
What? Hanging out with your friends.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Hanging out with your friends.
Dude, this has been the funnest time because we are all just friends and we're writing music
about our friends.
About hanging out with your friends. I'm so glad that you guys are here, really.
Thanks for flying us.
Thanks for helping me. We're all really stoned, but it's just me.
I don't even smoke.
I'm not stoned.
I know, it's just me.
Thank you for helping me with my solo effort. And actually, what's cool is, so we, should I take over?
I guess you just did. I was gonna go,
no,
but segue, go ahead.
You segue.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it'd be cool if there was like a way we could have live streamed part of this process, because we'll just be writing together, but, and we'll come up with stuff as a unit, but also I'll have like old rough ideas, so maybe not so old, maybe some new that I'll show to the team, and they'll help revamp them, and that's kind of a cool process.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that this can kind of be somewhat of that, or where we can kind of discuss what we have been doing and what people are bringing to the table and what other stuff that we've been getting into while we're out here. I've actually found that most of our positive feedback a lot about our episodes have been more about like the business side of things and how people are coming up with their ideas. And those end up being the more interesting ones for people lately, at least. We're finding more of that. So this is like a little bit of a inside glimpse into how that happens in the middle of that process. And then down the line, you'll be able to hear the result of it when it comes out. So, yeah. But I want to go into a little bit of our two new guests, kind of musical endeavors, personal lives, stuff like that, too, to give a little background about what's going on. So, Ken, I'm going to start with you. Ooh, okay. And you're going to make you talk into the mic.
Yes.
You don't have to answer anything if you're not comfortable, okay?
Thank you for that.
Also, you sign an NDA.
So let's talk about like so how did you end up? Well, actually, a lot of this will be new for me too, because we only have really hung out this much on this trip.
Yeah,
we've met in the past a few times. You mm-hmm. stayed at
your house,
my house,
Boston,
on tour when you were on tour mm-hmm. with Hale.
I think that was like 20.
Or was that yeah, was that on tour
yeah.
with Hale?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. your house in fun. Salem. No, and Peabody.
Peabody. Yeah. So. How did you end up, how did that connection get made? Like, how did you and Donnie meet?
Oh, we met back in 2011.
Yeah.
I think 2010. You guys, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was in a band called Fixate. I played bass, very Thrice Circa-esque.
Right.
And we just kind of happened to merge a show in Fullerton, California.
2010 Hail the Sun.
2010, yeah.
2010 Hail the Sun.
And I don't know. I just remember playing with them. And then it was crazy because we were just playing to a bunch of like all the pretty much all the kids on the bill.
Right. Because it was 2010 Hail the Sun.
It was a self-booked kids, like, 2010.
Yeah, those are. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how we met. And then. I mean, dude, freaking Hail was good. They were great.
Well, how did you end up, like, you guys just played a show together and then all...
And then I guess we just connected there. We just kind of talked and then, like, kept in touch since. Played a couple more shows together. Mm-hmm. And then Fixate didn't really do anything. I started my band Monroe, and that's actually when I had the idea for Odd Reasons. I pretty much played a guitar part and the drums... And whatever, I played bass on it too, and then I sent it over to Donnie. Originally, it was a Monroe idea that I just couldn't find myself singing anything.
Got it.
So I just sent it to Donnie. I was like, "Do whatever you want to it."
And then it came out this year.
He literally just sent back that one demo that's out there.
So Donnie was being such a good friend, promptly returned a complete product to you.
No, that's not true.
To release
the demo came out in 2011 on SoundCloud.
Wow.
So it was prompt.
Not even pure volume back then, huh?
No.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, I was prompt. it was like 4 days.
Yeah, it was.
Just quick.
And you did it on your MacBook mic.
Yeah, I sang with the Mac, the built-in cool. computer.
It's like super thin.
Yeah.
Sounding.
When did Mundo become a thing?
Probably a year ago.
A year ago.
I quit my job that I was working with the school district in Irvine.
Okay.
And pretty much, I don't know, I've been with them for a couple years, maybe like 5-6, maybe even 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's more than a couple.
Yeah, but, that's a lot.
But yeah, I pretty much...
2 to 7.
I hit the point where it was like the 9 to 5, and I don't know, I didn't see myself going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Job. So... I was offered to go on tour with Hale and Royal Coda and the V's tour.
What do you have? He's telling you to talk into the mic.
I'm sorry. I'm doing the thing you hate. My bad. But yeah. Where was I going with this?
You ended up getting... What were you doing on the tour?
Ken toured in 2015 first. We did that tour together.
Yeah. But pretty much how Mundo started
that's an important part of the history too.
It is. Do we have to back up?
No, just keep going.
Now this is so sidetracked.
No. So you're on the tour. Fault. Were you just shooting it?
What's that?
Were you taking pictures?
I was actually selling merch for Royal Coda. And then I would just shoot photos like as I'd go.
Got it.
So pretty much.
So you quit your job to go out on the road.
Go on the road and just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
And then pretty much in December on my birthday, I put out my first single, Run It Back. And I was just like, I'm going to do it. I turned 30 and I guess that was the reason for me to like want to try something new.
Yeah. I did the same thing when I was 30.
Yeah. I feel so late in the game because I've been telling myself for so long back in the Monroe days that I wanted to like, oh, I'm going to put out some music.
So how long were you not doing music?
Probably like 5-6 years.
That's like exactly my timeline too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just hit the point where I'm over it. I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I wasn't.
You just got like fed up with like the rat race, dude.
Yes.
I got the typical, you, dude. You don't want to like get caught in the system, right?
It was that pretty much.
Feel you. Well, anyway, I just discovered Mundo. If you haven't heard of Mundo, what is it? The
social disco dancing.
Social disco dancing is a fucking banger. It's on YouTube, so check that one out. And also the Odd Reasons, which is your collaboration with Donnie. Yeah,
the redone version.
And the redone version. And Alan, who's sitting there quietly,
I just produced that. I just mixed it.
He just
and that shit was fire.
See, all together.
Yeah. So
that is crazy. Friends.
I know it's crazy. All related. But Alan, I want to go into your shit too. So talk to me about your musical career.
This is terrifying.
Twin sons.
Okay, so
that's how I met Alan.
So we'll start where I met Donovan.
All right, let's go.
Twin Sons show. I think this was 2011 or 2012.
Yeah.
One of the two. We played to like 10 people at this place called Amplify in Santa Monica, right?
LA.
It was in Los Angeles. And it was tight because it was the first time I played a show with the band that was doing like crazy sweeps.
Oh, guitar stuff?
Guitar stuff.
Oh,
and crazy drum stuff. It was like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, the thing was my band was doing it too.
Uh-huh.
And we'd always end up on like indie shows, with, like indie pop bands. And we were always like, no one liked us. We were too loud. It was too crazy. And we finally played a show with bands.
With 10 people at it.
I mean, with bands.
There was 11.
You went for playing shows with like indie bands where no one liked you to playing with bands that were cool, but 10 people.
10 people were there and they all liked you.
No,
that's hard. And then we kind of just became friends. I ran into them, not really ran into them. I showed up at one of their concerts. I'd bought tickets to see Let Live at the Troubadour. And I walk in and I see the singing drummer and I'm like, that's fucking Hail the Sun.
When was this?
2013. The Black is Beautiful?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you toured
like
with them.
CD release
show.
We opened
their CD release show.
Oh.
Us and A Lot Like Birds.
It was sick. It was sick. And during Let Live set, me and my guitarist Aaron were just hanging out on the balcony. And Shane, Hail the Sun's guitarist, is just aimlessly walking around the balcony just... not sure who he's looking for. He sees us, and we start hanging out. And 2 weeks later, he came over for pizza and Smash Brothers, and we just kind of kept in touch. Donovan started booking my band Vs.
Right.
And then he was like, Ellen, I need you. I saw you play, and it was just incredible. I need that dynamicism. I made that word up, yes. But I need that. I need your intensity. Your Latino passion. I need you to take it on the road with us. And I said, I don't know if I can. Boy's like, Warp Tour. I said, yes.
And so then you're in.
Yes, I'm in.
Yeah, so now you're playing for Hail. When did you start doing the production stuff, engineering?
We did some pre-pro for Mental Knife. Eric was in Spain. So they spent a week where it was just three of us?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So we wrote... we wrote outlines for like half the album, and then Eric came back, and that was kind of where that ended. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear the album until it was out. That was like, I did that to myself. I was like, no, I want to hear it when it's done. Whenever. So it was exciting when I finally got the CD in my hand.
Yeah, you waited.
And then for this next album, we did almost all of the album.
Yeah, we demoed most of it with you. And then Alan came out to Portland twice.
Right.
That was fun.
And let's talk about quickly, too, your solo career.
He's a star. He's a budding star.
That's why I said career. It's a career.
Thank you.
Let's go. I saw a performance last night.
It was great.
I saw a Mundo performance too.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Our first show of the year, no? No, that's a lie.
Dude, that was my first show ever. I bombed the first set.
It was crazy. There was like 400 people there, crammed inside this like tiny ass club. They like went over cap for us. It was nuts.
I stage dive.
Yeah, it was so nuts. So
and
yeah,
they all moved. I'm kidding.
I can like see Donnie getting nervous that I'm gonna keep riding this joke.
No, I'm not.
We played a socially distant acoustic show outdoors in Philly. To how many people were there?
We allowed 25 per set, so right. We played two sets.
That's like a classroom.
Yeah, but it was in a way bigger space. It was fun though.
It was a lot.
The bus was loud.
Oh yes, I had a so that was good.
It was like it was right on the street, and the bus would pull up and be like, "Well, no stop."
I would stop my song, and I would tell the bus to continue my song.
Yeah. So tell me about Ase.
Ase was a thing that. I guess I came up with in 2013. I never had a name. I always used to just go by my first and last name.
Mm-hmm. AC.
We won't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Government's watching.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so anyway. no, I started that in like 2013. I put out the first song I did with like programming and singing. And I think it was the first song I put out rapping. I'm not sure. Like I remember working on that song for like 2 months and being really obsessive with the mixing. I wanted it to sound super pro. So
did you know what kind of music you were going for?
I had
like
no clue.
Just were winging it.
Outside of like, I had a beat, and I contacted the guy that made the beat, and mm-hmm. I really really loved the beat. I contacted him. I was like, "How much would it cost to get this?" He's like, $25, and I didn't understand leasing back then, and so like I was gonna pay it, and I was like, so. I just double check. So when I pay you, I'm gonna get the WAV files back. And he's like, "Oh, it'll be a little more for the WAV file. Be $100."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it like BeatStars or something?
I think a YouTube guy.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay, so am I gonna get all the tracks? Because it was like a big jump, like $25 to $100.
Yeah.
You're just gonna bounce it in a WAV, bro. Am I gonna get the stems? He said, "Oh, my manager said it's gonna cost a lot more money." So I was like, downloaded the beat anyway, recorded my vocals to it.
And then wrote around it.
Made the beat from scratch. And right. So I was kind of just, I wanted to re-emulate the feeling that the old beat gave off, but I had written in such a way where I wanted swells and bigger things to happen in the mm-hmm. middle of the verse or the chorus to be the thing where everything drops out and I'm singing. It sounds like a choir. And it ended up just being this whole thing. And that one particular song sort of set. The song's called From A to Z and Everything I Couldn't Sing. It's a very long title. I actually filmed the music video for it.
Oh, really?
2013. Yeah, it's really.
I haven't seen these.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed by it. I decided to wear gym shorts for a scene. I thought it was tight.
Ooh.
I thought it was tight.
Donnie.
I don't know about that.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't look very good. And then I got the hands going, like, way too much.
Oh, the hands.
Yeah, so we don't talk about that music video. But I think the production's cool.
We're releasing this, so.
We don't talk about it, I said.
You gave the song name, and then you said, "We released a music video."
Yeah, check it out on YouTube. But yeah, that kind of like, I wanted to chase that sort of production style where I don't really stay in one spot.
Right. It moves with your vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some songs out on my SoundCloud.
Right.
In 2014, I started writing an album called Dream Sequence, which every track is named after a quote-unquote angel number. It says triple numbers. So you got 111, 222, 333, 444. I've released some of them. at this point, some of them are demo versions, and I have an album. And
yeah.
That's,
you know? It's tight.
Yeah, we love it.
Thank you. We love it. So does Jess, my girlfriend.
Yeah. Jess loves it the most.
Yeah, she does. But anyway, yeah, so you can see that Donnie has brought us all here to boost his ego because we all clearly love working with him.
I'm really trying to cut his hair.
Yeah. But yeah, let's kind of dive into like what now that you everyone should have at least a somewhat of a background on who are, the players are here. Let's kind of like dive in to what this experience is. And I guess, Donnie, since it's your kind of vision, I'll start with kind of like, what were your plans coming into it? What did you have finished so far? Like, what is the goal you were trying to create and even like the experience you were trying to create?
Yeah, just something different. Plus working with great songwriters and friends. Our first experience, you and I, obviously you've written stuff for Nova, since you play keys for us live. You'd done keys for us in for some of our expositions. But when it came to a solo song, you helped me revamp this old song I had, Come Over, into a song that wasn't just an acoustic song. It had a bunch of different elements.
Right.
And that was an awesome experience. And then we took that to Alan to mix it, and that brought it out even more.
Right,
so
yeah.
Just, I feel like that combination was really strong, and I wanted to see what we could do when all in a room together for a longer period of time. What are you smiling about?
Because I'm just listening to you talk about it, thinking about what we've actually been doing.
This is where you edit in a trap beat, and then it's me freestyling. Yeah.
I feel like when we first set up in there, when did we get started? It was a Saturday, right?
Right.
That was sick, because you were on the piano, and then we were just kind of fucking around, and we wrote a couple songs.
Yeah, we did a lot.
As a unit. And then I had a few other songs, same type of situation as Come Over, where I've written stuff over the past few years that really only works in the solo lane that I want to pursue, but it's always just been singer-songwriter-y, kind of. And when we fucked around with those on this trip, you guys helped me make them not that. Like, they became much more of a production between y'all. And that's just really cool. It's really fun.
It is real
it's
fun.
It's fucking fun. That's mostly what it is.
Hanging out with your friends.
Yeah. We've been hanging out with each other.
But that's why we're
asking
here.
For this?
That's the overall the gist of why we're here and why I'm stoked you all are helping me with a solo effort.
Yeah, well, let's kind of talk it through like step by step. So we kind of came in like you had a few songs few ideas, but then there's some stuff that we just kind of like started, right?
Yeah, we just started jamming them out.
Is like, that true?
Yeah.
Did I just make that up?
No, we.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you'd be on piano, mostly, and just.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think almost every idea though was inspired by something, wasn't it?
The one that we've nicknamed Toxin so far was a jam that just started out.
Oh, really?
But like, I would hear that. Which one of us Toxin? Would hear something.
Toxin's the sick one.
Da, 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 da. We would hear something. Or like a vocal line would immediately come to me. Or anyone really. And we'd be like, oh, wait, play that again. Play that again. And then we would just suss through it in the live room. We were in the live room for 2 days. And I chose Voodoo in particular because it's just so fucking cool here.
Right. Let's talk about Voodoo.
Yeah, we have a great.
We haven't really talked about where we are.
We're in Port Jefferson, New York at Voodoo Studios, working here. This place is owned by Mike Watts. He's the producer here who we will eventually start tracking with once the writing process is done, which we're almost there. And we've worked with Mike. I worked with him for Culture Scars with Hail of the Sun, Exposition 2 with Nova Charisma. I've done demos over here before. He's just a great...
It's just a great space.
Yeah, and Mike's a fucking awesome dude to work with, and he has great ideas as well.
And there's a cat.
Good composer. There's a cat.
Gizmo. I don't really love cats, but that cat is tight.
It's a tight cat.
Very nice
Last
cat.
Night, I came. We got in last night at 2 a.m., I think. And I went upstairs to grab my, PJ pants, my comfy pants, and I put them on the table. And then I turned around to grab something, and then I turned back around, and the cat was just sitting on my pants. And I couldn't move it.
Why?
Because I'm scared of cats. So I like cats if they're like just being nice and nice to me. But like if I have to move a cat, I don't know how to move a cat, because what if it does the claw?
Give it cheese.
What? Is that what you do to cats?
I just said cheese because I was thinking the first thing that I want right now. Cheese? I'd want cheese, but whatever kind of food, whatever food you can find, and you kind of
said whatever food
you like, lure it away. Mm.
So you
that
just
like a lot
so
of work.
You have to lure the cats away. You do you? I'm thinking, is this actually a thing that you do? Is that people do?
I don't. I just move them. I fucking move them.
Oh, so you're
but you're afraid of cats.
Advice.
You're afraid of cats.
Oh, I see.
So you take the cheese or you take the pretzel. Whatever.
But wait, here's the thing. What if the cat? I don't. Do cats? When cats eat, like when I watch a cat eat, it's weird to me. It looks like food is always gonna fall out of its mouth.
Same as dogs.
No.
When they drink water.
No.
When they drink water. When they drink water.
You don't
water,
even
though.
Have pets.
When they drink. I have one. When they drink
I love
water.
That food. Mogwai. Shout out Mogwai.
Cats chew. Like
but
any
no,
other
I
animal.
Don't want the cat to bite my hand off when I'm holding the food.
Mm. Just throw
with
it.
With its fangs.
Not the cat. Throw the food.
Or what if it grabs the food with its talons?
Mm. It's a cute cat.
No, dude, cats can fuck you up, and
okay,
they don't.
Gizmo is smart, and you just go Gizmo.
That cat,
I call her
that Gizmo did at me once. Mm. She did.
Nah, she loves you. She's.
I know, but she did
you.
At me one time.
She smelled.
I don't even like, know why. I was trying to go up the stairs, and I was going around the stairs, and she was on the stairs, and I tried to walk by, and she went.
She wanted to play. I'll tell Watts.
Don't. I lost track of what we were talking about completely.
We're talking about Watts.
No, we were. Oh yeah. So that's where we are.
Our studio.
I actually love being here because
I actually
love being here because some of my favorite albums ever were written or like
which one?
Tracked here.
Deer Hunter stuff. Act 3. Word. A lot of the Deer Hunter stuff was here.
Yeah.
Hopes Fall. Early Hopes Fall stuff, As Cities Burn.
As Cities Burn.
As Cities Burn. I just found out today.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan.
Mike's done a lot of shit.
Yeah. Well, didn't really like the Hail the Sun stuff. That wasn't his best work. But I love some of those other ones are my favorites.
As Tall as Lions.
As Tall as Lions, oh, that's right.
What's the butch one of a self-titled one?
So good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This place is it's like a happy place to me. Since I was here 2 weeks ago, that's when I hit everyone up, right? Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this was not a plan.
It was and Ken was even later than that. Ken was 4 or 5 days before.
Yeah, I didn't know until like the day before, I think.
Yeah, sure. Dude, can
which,
you come
thank you for flying me out.
Yeah, dude.
I appreciate that.
This yeah. place is...
tell everyone what that experience was.
Go ahead, Ken.
Go ahead.
Tell them how he flew you out.
How he flew me out. You guys... Oh, man. Dude, you guys all got first classes. So funny. How am I supposed to explain this?
Where were you, though?
Where? When?
We all took the same flight.
We all did take the same flight, but I was like 33G. And you guys were like 1A through F or whatever.
Yeah.
But...
Oh,
we had
so good.
We first went to the lounge. You said don't buy. I was about to buy Mike's
hard lemonade.
No. What's that sandwich?
Place.
Oh, Jersey Mike's.
Mike's Jersey.
But anyways, I was literally next in line to order, and then you texted me, don't go.
Like, don't get
or
food.
Don't buy anything.
We're all going to meet up at the beginning.
And then you said meet us at the gate, and then you took me to the Delta Lounge, and then
They had like tried to make a fuss.
Five shots of bourbon.
Yeah, Joe.
And then
Joe had
a lot
like of drink
a margarita.
Too.
Like, what else? Like,
I didn't really have that much. I had a margarita and a Bloody Mary.
It was just they only had vegetables and shit, and
I didn't have any. Yeah, there was no food for me because I'm vegan, and I had like a few pieces of fruit.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, I did try it though to get you with us, to no avail.
Thank you for thanks, Donovan. Right, hey, there was no one in my row, so it was like
you got to lay down.
It was very relaxed, and then I watched The Office and played games on the thing.
Yeah, I just kind of stretched out and like laid back, it relaxed.
Beers, right? And how did you feel after the flight?
Had a couple beers.
How did you feel after the flight?
Like immediately after or like 10 minutes after
for like the next like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, my God, so for the next 2 or 3 hours, how did I feel? I didn't feel great. There were moments where I was actually feeling okay, but it was usually right after feeling really, really bad for about a minute. In particular, on my knees outside of the rental car place into a trash barrel. Immediately following that, I felt pretty good. And then I also felt pretty good immediately following me on my hands and knees behind the drive-thru sign at a Taco Bell.
Dude, we left you.
People were checking up on you.
Yeah, I had to get out of the car, and I had to crawl behind the sign, and I was chucking, and then Donnie leans out of the car window and goes, we're gonna move up, okay? And then some dude comes out of the car. He's like, yo, bro. Did your friends just leave you?
Oh my God. I told you though. I told you.
I was like, it's fine. But it's, I never really got drunk. I just got sick from having alcohol without eating anything.
Yeah, no food. But anyway, this was a last minute thing is what we're, that was the point of all that. Very last minute. But it made sense. And in the pandemic still, there's like no live touring, and I feel like some of the best things that we can do is just write and record as much as we can. Yeah. Just get as much.
And we're kind of all doing that, like where we're at anyway. That's true. We've all been working together in some capacity.
Yeah.
And now where it's just nice to all come to one spot and do it.
It gets us out of our environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Across completely, like a very easternmost point of the country.
Well, it's also super sick that we can come into spaces like this and just like use every single space available for it without using any of the people that actually work here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that mic has been so cool to let us just
super sick
kind of free roam of the studio just to write.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
But we're like midway through the process, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's cool to see you guys doing your thing in different rooms at different times. Like, Alan will be in the nook. Joe, you'll be in here.
Yeah.
Ken will be sleeping on the couch.
Donnie will be spilling water, eating candy, walking around outside on the phone.
I'll be on the lounge.
Yeah, the three of us heads down in a computer all day.
I'm kidding. We can't have done
as
our
long
own
as
project.
You just are hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, that's all that really matters.
You know, just stuff just starts getting,
dude, for,
getting done.
For me, it's actually been super fucking cool until stuff starts getting done.
It's been super what?
It's been super cool to see these, for the ideas that I have brought in that have expanded, to see them expand. Because it's something that you would only get with the multiple minds on it, you know, with multiple songwriters on it. It wouldn't be something that I would just come up with all on my own or vice versa for anyone else. It's cool to see how that whole thing fleshes out. Plus, working with both of you already in different capacities.
Just the right fit.
It really is.
It's fun.
It's so much fun. But also, I highly respect both of y'all's musicianship and composing talents. And we just work well together.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Alan, what do you think?
I'm just here to make sure that Donnie doesn't rake the guitar too much.
Alan says I strum the guitar too much.
And Joe's here to agree with me that we hate guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about guitars, Joe.
I hate guitars.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like them. They're just like, just shut up, you know?
I agree.
It's funny because most of the people that know me are really like guitar, like really, really like it because my band. And then they listen to me on the podcast, and I don't know how people feel about things when I say things like that.
They'd probably think you're joking initially.
I'm not joking.
I know
like
you're not joking. We know you're not joking.
Yeah. I've played less guitar since I've been here.
Yeah, there's
since
only,
Joe has said that.
How much guitars? There's hardly any.
There
so
isn't
far.
Any guitar. That's what happens when you put Joe and us in a room together. There's no guitar. No guitar's allowed.
That's the only production notes we ever have. We can go into any room, be like, that new Blink track, just kill a guitar. Yeah. Be sick. Yeah. That's our trademark.
It's cool because it's made the songs come out in a totally different lane, which was one of the goals.
Yeah, well, we'll see that. What happens. I think there's a wide variety of songs here, too.
Definitely.
And I hope that we're meeting that as one of your goals was variety. What did you just do?
Oh, no, I'm making noise in the mic. Yeah, it definitely was.
That's what noise were you making?
About. What? I was probably chomping my lips.
Let me hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it again. What did you say about variety?
I forgot.
I just want to hear you do it now. No,
into
in
the mic.
No,
I'm not going to do it in the mic.
ASMR. Ew.
That's
a recreation.
Like. You have reached... The variety here is... Yes, it's there. Oh, I hate that so much.
So gross.
I know.
Oh. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that are going to be on the album. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's how it's done. That's how the movie, that's how the movie shit's done.
So... Variety. What kind of variety do we have right now? We have...
Dude, there's a lot of electronic components.
A lot of electronic. There's an acoustic stuff.
There's some acoustic stuff, but a different... It's not strummy acoustic stuff. Dancey?
Yeah, I'd say.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then there's even like those... I don't know. One of the influences... For some of the electronic drum parts was like a Portishead. What a Portishead song might sound like. Excuse me. Stuff like that.
Who would you say like people, do you think people are going to be surprised at what you put out or is it like, I don't know. What do you think your fans expect you to do something like this?
I think that they'll accept it.
It's not what I said.
I think at first it'll be surprising. I don't know. You would know more than...
I don't.
I don't know. It's different. It's totally different. It's something that could not be played in the bands that I'm currently in. That's a fair way to assess it, I feel like. Maybe it could, but it's got a different life of its own being written the way it's been written with the minds involved and also stylistically.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to actually perform some of this stuff.
You could. You're a keyboardist.
You make it happen.
Yeah, but I don't know how to perform it.
On your keyboard?
I barely play the keyboard on this. It's mostly just me pushing buttons on the computer.
Then you can learn those buttons.
That's all it is. I'm just a spacebar DJ.
And a note inputter.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. I completely agree.
Oh, no. That's the goal.
Every day.
Joe wants completely fake instruments.
On like everything.
On the
program bass so all day.
Program bass.
Program drums.
Program drums.
Program vocals.
I was talking to Ken about, do you know that Waves Choir plugin where you can type in the words?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And it actually does it?
That is wild.
Yeah, we actually should get it for this.
Let's do it.
Just replace all of Donovan's vocals.
No, just actual have choir backgrounds. Be so sick.
And they can say words?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's tight.
That's high tech.
All right, let's keep going through like what we've been doing here. So we also, yesterday was show
we did
day.
A pop-up show.
The pop-up show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun.
In Talk about the pop-up show.
Pop-up show. We announced it like 4 or 5 days before. No, 4 days before the show happened. Got a bunch of RSVPs, so we did two back-to-back shows with Michael Rex. She opened it. Mundo got to perform a debut. You said that was your first show, right?
That was my first show.
First show. Ace. That was Ace's first show.
In like 8 years.
As Ace, though?
I think I did one, and then I did.
So 8 years ago. So this is the second show in
this comeback show.
It's my comeback show, baby. Don't call it a comeback. I ain't never left.
And then I played. And we got to do it two times in a row, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what we didn't eat all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we very hungry all day.
We had a terrible, terrible Taco Bell experience. It was so Donnie's fucked up. I was mad. I was mad about the Taco Bell experience.
It's the loudest you've been all day.
All I wanted was
they didn't.
Stick.
We kept.
Well, Alan, you missed this. Did you hear about this?
We kept replacing. We
I
kept.
Had shots.
We kept.
You did.
At the show.
Oh.
We kept replacing beef with
Wait,
beans.
No, you can't just talk about. What
they
are you
ran
talking
out of beans.
About?
Wait,
I already said Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Taco Bell. Remember
we're
I said
in the
that.
Drive-through.
Yeah, after the show, we're all hungry and tired.
And this is the first thing we're eating all day yes. besides breakfast,
uh-huh.
right?
And we're about to drive back
and
to Long
what,
Island.
And it's like 11 o'clock?
It was 11 o'clock. And we start substituting beef for beans. And about at the very end of the order, I went last. And I started ordering other items that had beans in them. And the lady said, oh, we're out of that. And I said, what are you out of? She's like, beans. I was like, we just replaced beans for everything on your fucking menu. She's like, yeah, but we're out of it now. That's like, you guys have used up all of them.
How would she even know that?
It was bullshit. It was definitely bullshit. They just were sick of editing the
well,
screen.
Well, to be fair, you were ordering. I've never seen anyone order food like you were ordering.
I was polite?
No, you were polite, but you pulled up and she was like, hello? And you were like, hi.
Oh, no.
And she was like, do you want food or something? And you're like, yep. And she's like, what do you want? You're like, can you give me a minute?
Happened.
Dude, wasn't it like that? It was.
No,
it was. It was.
Joe, do it. Be her. I'll do what I do.
No, this is bullshit. You can't do this.
I'm telling you.
You were distracted. And you know that when you
no,
do the distract-
I was being polite and I was giving
no,
her attention.
No, no.
Yes, I was.
No, it was confusing as fuck.
What was confusing about?
It was just a big order.
I said hi. I said hi.
All right, I'm going to lose this battle.
But regardless, it was bullshit because then they left
bullshit.
Cheese and other shit on your items.
Yeah, so I got everything I got had to be vegan without cheese, but everything came with cheese, but we couldn't get them replaced because they ran out of beans.
They ran out of beans. And then when
so we were just fucked with beef and rice.
Yeah. And so then we drove to the Burger King drive-thru to get you a possible Whopper. All right. We parked. We started eating. I ate three fucking terrible tacos. The beans were disgusting. Ask Ken. He knows.
They're terrible.
They were so bad. Three of them. And that's when I realized this isn't for me. Not right now. So then we went back to the Burger King drive-thru. And I got an Impossible Whopper, ate half of it, and realized that
the lady was like, wait, you're back again. We barely parked. Like, I was still eating my Whopper when we drove back through.
She was like, you're back again?
And we're getting another Whopper.
I ate half of it and thought this was such a mistake because I didn't tell you guys, I bought a Snickers at the gas station too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I started eating that too.
Yeah, but you also didn't. You ate half of it and then you sat on it for the entire car ride home. And then, like, when we were like 20 minutes away from home, you like picked it up and took a bite out of it. I was like, what the? Where did you just get that?
I kept it. I was keeping it warm. Oh. But it didn't work. It tasted like shit. So yeah, that was our post-show experience.
That was the most eventful thing that happened at the show. We did do shots. Well, I didn't do shots.
I didn't do shots.
I did a couple.
Yeah, you did. You did shots. You ate so much food.
Is this?
Hey, eight chicken nuggets for a dollar.
When we went, when I went back to the Burger King drive-thru, Ken ordered more chicken nuggets.
It was eight for a dollar.
Like eight Taco Bell items.
I felt so shitty.
No, I remember when you were ordering.
Disgusting. I felt disgusting after that.
Five sodas in the car. There were just three of us. How the fuck did that happen? There's a soda in every pocket of the car.
Why did we have so much soda?
Was it? Because it was an accident. They like gave us.
No, I got a soda at Taco Bell too, and then my Burger King meal came with the soda.
And then
they fucked up and gave us an extra soda. And then Ken drank all of the soda.
I had one cup.
No,
that's bullshit. It was root beer, and that's all I had.
Oh my god, that was the best part of the night. But I'm realizing now that was the best part of the night. The Taco Bell Burger King dilemma. Those beans were terrible, dude. You dodged a bullet. You really did, Joe.
Oh my god.
You should be happy they fucked up and put cheese
Alan's
and shit.
Was fine though.
You went to Taco Bell too, right?
But he went,
to
a different
one here.
Dude, the one here's good.
But that was far.
They carry
you. You didn't eat until...
Yeah.
But that... What time did you get back here?
Way before you guys.
Because we had to go... We had to go to eat at
Burger King twice.
We had to stop a lot.
Yeah, that was a good cap to the evening, though. Playing a show is cool.
It was fun.
Just doing that kind of stuff again has been really nice.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Refreshing. It's weird because it feels like a taste of normalcy, even though it's not completely normal, but just to be hanging out with people and also seeing people at shows.
Yeah.
It's strange because it's been so fucking long since it's happened.
It's funny because I've now done two of them with you, but they're always, they
you
are
did the
mellow.
Very first one.
Right, yeah. But I'm curious to see what something with like an actual band would be like.
Yeah.
Just can't imagine it.
I don't think any venue, at least not on the West Coast,
they'd have
to
be
even
seated.
Take that risk.
They'd have to be seated. It'd have to be exactly what it was last night.
I hit up a few a couple weeks ago in LA, in Anaheim, and no one was going to be the first to try to do, not even an acoustic thing. They're just like, it's too risky.
Yeah.
And which I don't blame them.
No.
People in Texas just care less. In Florida.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but
okay.
We hope that they're safe.
Yeah. So now we're back here.
Yep.
We did some more writing today. We're now halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
So tomorrow, I think we're actually going to have one more writing day. And then Mike said that we might start tracking drums later that evening if we're ready. But if not, we'll start Friday morning with whatever songs need drums. But since we're doing so much already in pre-production...
Are we going to be able to leave the drums just set up the whole session?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick. Why are you smiling at me?
But we'll start Friday. Probably. Probably Friday. We get one more writing day.
So who's playing what?
Alan will play drums. Joe will play keys or any type of synth stuff. Ken will probably play some guitar as well.
Yeah.
If there's bass.
Just in coach. Yeah, well, you can play some guitar. You can come on the plane too.
You don't like guitar.
Listen to the way he talks to you, dude.
Shut the fuck up. You said that.
You said it.
The coach.
I just pointed it out.
Ken will play some guitar. I don't know who's gonna
Joe
play.
Doesn't like guitar.
Okay, no, there does need to be guitar.
No guitar.
If there's bass, I'll probably play bass. And if you guys, once you guys leave, if there has to be more stuff tracked.
You know they're going to retrack all the synths.
No, probably not that
they're
shit.
They're going to ruin the songs. When we leave.
If there's additional guitars and stuff.
That's going to end up on recording.
If there's additional guitars or bass or drums even, we can do that. But and then I'll sing.
Sick. And then that's it.
That's it.
When is it going to be a thing?
Like released?
Yeah.
Some point next year.
Next year.
Yeah, we don't want to. There's still other projects that I'm getting all this done now because in a very short amount of time, we're going to start rolling out new music from some of the other bands I'm in. So I want to make sure that this is all done so I can give my full focus to that.
Right. Like that makes sense.
This is a surprise.
What? That's crazy.
Hail the Sun.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
The band you jump for.
Oh. Check us out on Spotify.
All right, cool. So that's where we're at now. And I guess maybe we'll do another one of these towards the end where we can kind of like wrap up how things went down.
We should.
Yeah, that'd be
I
fun.
I hate Joe.
We'll have an agenda.
Why?
Talking points.
No, we don't need talking points. We'll just talk about what happened.
Or we can have it Ken talk
about
it.
But I'm not done. We have to do, I have to do what I do at the end of every episode. And I can now do it with you guys, Ken and Alan.
Are we going to take vitamins and box each other?
No, but that is a good PSA maybe you should put out.
I can't do this. My lawyers won't let me.
Yeah.
I signed an NDA.
Right. You brought it up, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
You love saying that. I know him. You brought it up.
No. All right.
It was all deer.
We saw two deer.
You have to let me do the thing.
Wait. Is it almost done, though? Because I want to get in the deer thing.
I guess it can be. You can talk about the deer. Go ahead.
We saw a deer just right now outside. Alan chased it. He thought it was a coyote. Then he thought it was a wolf.
It was, and then they turned into wolves.
No, there was a deer.
Did you actually see it?
I saw the deer.
We saw the eyes, but did you see it?
Yeah, it was like a deer. A deer's eyes. Like deer in the headlight.
It was a wolf.
Wait, so you guys are both saying that you saw just its eyes, but Donnie is saying, no, it was deer eyes. And Wolverine. You guys are saying, no, it was,
because
it was coyote eyes because you guys think you know what the eyes are of those animals.
No. Because I saw the outline of its body, of its deer body. Its very deer body.
Know? It was pitch black. You
yes.
See anything.
Yes, I did.
It's so dark.
No,
out there.
I've got good so eyesight. I have good eyesight in the dark.
You sound like a first grade kid.
Serious. It was a deer. But it started making noises. Remember?
What noise?
It scared me. I ran back.
It was a growling. Who's the first growling deer you've ever heard?
It was just scraping his hoof.
I want to hear it.
Did you hear it?
No. What did it sound like?
I can't do what a deer sounds like. I just know what its eyes look like in the dark. It's just like screeching. Remember?
Screeching?
Everyone's pretending screeching? They didn't hear the deer screech.
I wasn't out there. It was what like, are you talking about?
Ken heard it. Alan heard it.
Hear any- no.
I heard it.
What did it sound like? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounded like Kanye West on Yeezus.
Yes. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Dude.
That's when I ran in because they started doing that. And I went, God.
The deer just started saying, God.
You gotta sample the deer.
God.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh, is that the video?
Oh, yeah, we were playing that.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. It was only like a couple hours ago.
Riding in that live room just so much tighter. Like, it's just so
big.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds really big. Yeah. We should do a live stream from there.
Yeah, maybe we will.
A discussion or like music?
A live recording.
Performing.
Live recording.
We should call. Never mind.
Okay, so this is more for you guys. What we do at the end of every episode, and Donnie's already told a couple different stories.
Can I think of another maybe?
If you want to participate,
I'll think of one.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
It's just tour stories. And it can be about anyone that, as long as they'd be cool with it. Like Donnie told the story about how Eric drank pee.
John
drank pee.
Yeah.
Twice in one day by accident.
Yeah.
Wow. Which set off like a string of like pee stories from a bunch of different people.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. Like a large portion of our tour stories things have been about pee.
I'm gonna think if I have any pee ones too.
Capstan one is great.
They drink pee too.
Dude, one of their dudes I don't remember the exact details, but he like sleepwalks or something, but he sleep peed into another guy's head on a bus. Like the kid had rolled, he sleeps with his head hanging out of the bunk because it's hot, and the other kid just peed into his face. And then that kid got up and punched him in the face or something when he was asleep.
It'd be better if he just, if he slept, drank piss. Yeah, like accidentally.
Didn't even react to it?
Yeah, just drank pee.
Yeah.
Slept by sleepwalking.
That sounds wild.
Yeah, pretty nuts.
Okay, I'll think of one while you guys answer.
Do you guys have any?
Not other than just like peeing in a Gatorade bottle.
It doesn't have to be about pee.
Come on, Ken, get off the pee thing already.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
No, it can be anything. There's been some other, like Sergio told one about a time that a guy pulled a gun out when they were on tour.
That one. We got stuck in a blizzard.
When?
2016.
Oh, on the Hail tour? In Denver.
Dude, for 8 hours.
Yeah. Was it bad?
It was pretty bad.
Mm. Is it story worthy?
I mean, yeah, I guess, but
it sounds like it might not be. You're not really selling it.
It's a long story. We got stuck in a blizzard.
Whoa.
We did.
Wow. Nothing.
That's it.
Did you skid? Did you skid at all?
Did I?
Skid?
Skid.
Was there any skidding?
The trailer fell into like a ditch.
Ooh.
So.
Wait. Okay. So that's actually a story.
Actually,
this was the tour before the tour. The last tour we did before Alan was drumming for Hail the Sun live.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Tell the story.
It's so long.
Well, tell an abridged version.
Okay.
Give me the highlights.
Okay.
This is Ken's story. You tell it.
Why is Okay, we were driving, trying to get out of Colorado traffic before
it started.
Before the blizzard started.
Oh.
And then we go and we take a little detour. Next thing we know it, we're driving down this like country road, and then our freaking trailer sliding into the ditch.
Okay, hold on. Let me intercept you. You missed a lot of shit.
I know.
Of good shit. It's an alright story, but I'll try to tell it with some aplomb.
I don't know.
I was driving. It was my shift. I got so tired that I pulled off into a hotel parking lot and I slept in the driver's seat for maybe 2 or 3 hours. I overslept. When I woke up, the sun was starting to come up and I was like, fuck, the blizzard's going to be here shortly. We should get on the road because we had a show in Salt Lake City. Pull us onto the road. Everyone's still sleeping for the most part. We're in stopped traffic on the freeway that we should have stayed on because it would have eventually cleared up and we would have just gone on the main highway. But my GPS was like, if you get off the freeway right here, you'll go down county roads and you'll get around this traffic. It'll be about 2 miles only. You'll get back on the, you'll skip the accident and it'll continue on. As I'm getting off the road to go on these county roads, it does start to snow really heavily. And you know, county roads are terrible. They're just bad. They're not maintained. So, and Carlo was with us. Carlo claims, which is not true. It's false, that when we were I was driving down the road. So what happened was, what he says I said is not how I said it. But while I was driving, the road started disappearing. You see a little bit of black, and then it was just completely white, and I could no longer see the lane. I was getting really, really scared. And as I'm going, the van starts to slide. And I'm realizing it says we still have a mile left on this road. There's no way that we're going to make it because there's oncoming traffic that I don't know if I'm even in their lane. So when we start sliding, Carlos says, I said, I can't fucking see, and steered the wheel to the right really hard and fell into a ditch. But all I said was, fuck, I can't fucking see. Oh, no. Carl says, I can't fucking see. Fuck. And then it's going to a ditch. But all I said was, fuck, I can't see. I can't see. And then I swerved off to safely maneuver us into a ditch that I knew was out of harm's way. And we stayed there.
What a fucking hero.
For 8 hours.
Good job. You saved everyone.
And then we got towed out.
I don't,
dude, but you were like 10 feet away from
you
the
You intentionally
main
crashed the car so you would avoid crashing.
In my head, I do remember like swerving onto the shoulder, but I thought was the shoulder because if we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road, but it was still like I had no control over the van at all. And I just didn't sound like how Carlos says I sounded. He'll deny that, though. He'll say that I did.
We're going to have to get a sample of him doing it.
Yeah, because it's really good. There's a video of us debating it that's really good, too. It's a long video. But we got towed out and immediately got stuck again for another 4 hours.
Really?
A tow truck towed us out.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, okay, he's like, I think you're good now. And we start going, get stuck, slide
right back.
How far did you get?
Oh, 10 feet. It was nothing.
Oh, are you serious?
We were like 20 feet from
the. And then
the
guy had left?
Yeah.
He didn't wait to see.
There were so many cars stuck that they were just sending tow trucks and they weren't even getting to the right people.
Oh.
So like it wasn't his fault.
One of those storms.
Yeah. And then an angel came on his. I remember it being a three-wheeler. Right?
The way you just like acted it out with your hands before you said three-wheeler, I thought you were going to say
a
horse.
That took us out.
An angel came on a steed.
Either way, some angel came and towed us to the road.
Yeah.
And then we had to get new tires. That was Ken's door story.
Wow.
Thanks for telling it.
Hey, no problem.
It's too long.
Alan, do you have one?
One time I went on tour and I hung out with my friends on the road.
That's like what we do.
Like we're doing now?
Like we're
doing
now.
But on the road?
Yeah. Donnie, you tell a story better.
Wasn't driving with Phil to Philadelphia, I felt like touring a little bit?
A little bit.
Yesterday?
I don't usually tour in mid-sized SUVs.
Mid-sized sedan?
Yeah, mid-sized sedan.
It was a little different because we had music.
Yeah, but when we used headphones in the Hail van.
Yeah, Hail van.
Oh, you guys have a no music policy?
No music loud on the Hail van. Hey there.
It's the opposite.
Turn your music down.
Opposite of Stola's van.
We didn't have any. We just had driver chooses.
We used to, but then we just stopped because everyone's like on their phone or have to take phone calls.
For us, it was always someone needed to stay awake. To play music because I had to put on music or I'd fall asleep.
The driver is allowed one headphone.
So yeah, but that's illegal and dangerous, and I'm going to turn you guys in.
With one headphone?
Yeah.
I thought it was two headphones.
Maybe it is fine with one headphone. But it's more dangerous in my eyes, and I'm going to tell everyone.
Do it.
I already told us. Did I tell the deer story?
No, go ahead, tell it.
How? Are you sure?
No.
The deer story is a good one.
Tell the deer story. The one tonight?
No. Yeah, that one. Did I just tell that?
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No,
I was
going to
see if you
one.
Would tell it again.
The deer story.
I don't know
I
if you told
I
it
probably,
on the podcast.
Did you edit it out? Because if you did, I can say it.
I don't know.
You had the best for first, but you don't remember everything I said?
No.
Ooh.
What was it?
Remind me. Montreal deer story. We were driving through Montreal on the way to the United States the night before Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving.
Oh, goodness.
And it was on a newer highway. The highway is kind of new. It's like, I think it's like 5 years old. So there's still a lot of game trails that are in the area. And John's driving.
I think you told me this story. I don't know if it was on the podcast.
Of extremely scary windstorm. And he's like holding 65 because he's claiming that if he's slowing down, the wind's blowing the van more. So if he can just hold 65, then we'll be okay. So
you guys have really interesting ways of operating your van.
I'm in the front seat. And
I can't see. It's windy. Speed up.
No, I know. I was scared of it. I was like, dude, can we just go 50, please? But he was driving and he said that every time he slowed down, the wind would blow. It was so windy, incredibly windy. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a deer sprinting completely perpendicular across the other side of the highway, heading towards our highway. And without even thinking, I was like, oh, fuck, there's a deer. Like, and as John looked to his left and we see the deer sprinting out into the middle of the road, John's like, what do I do? What do I do? And I was just like, hit it. Because you're supposed to hit it. You're not supposed to swerve.
You're supposed to.
No, that's serious. You're supposed to hit the deer.
I know, but the way you're saying it in the story, it sounds like the deer's running across the road and you yelled, hit it. And then you had to aim for the deer to hit it.
Go left.
Deer coming. What do I do? Hit it. You're supposed to.
I just realized that that's what it sounded like. Okay, hold on. It was his deer's trying to avoid us. No, hit it. Follow it. It was gonna for sure be in front of our van. And so instead of swerving, you're like, just hit it. Don't try to go around it. And we did. It almost got past us. It almost got past the van. We hit its, unfortunately, we hit its rear. And I remember seeing it. First off, the noise it made was just like, the impact was sound like a car accident.
Yeah.
And the deer, I thought it would like spin out onto the side or even like flip up. But when we hit it, somehow it spun around. It was really eerie. Like a hockey puck. In front of our van, and it just stayed at our pace. I don't know how that happened. It was just spinning around.
Oh, fuck.
In front, and I was afraid we were gonna hit it, like run over it with the trailer. But as we were getting nearer to it after hitting it, it spun off onto the shoulder, and then all the lights in our van came on, and we started leaking a ton of fluid. I forget what it was, and the van just turned off, and we had to pull over on the right side of the road. And our last night passed us because we were touring with them.
And it like, just, like, flipped you guys
half hour
off.
Later, and we're like flashing our lights as much as we can. No one stopped though. And we were there for like 2 hours. We were about 20 miles from the American border. We were there for 2 hours. It was like 4 a.m. And we called AAA, and this French Canadian man came to our rescue 4 a.m.
In a truck steed.
With the most beautiful blue piercing eyes. He was so nice. He was our savior.
Wow.
He was our savior. And we slept in a Tim Hortons while they worked on our van because Canadian Thanksgiving is not the same day as American Thanksgiving.
Really?
So 10 hours later, we drove and we saw the deer. We drove by it again. It was
How
sad.
Is he doing?
Ow. Oh.
Not
oh.
good.
It was like that. Oh,
he's just, he's still kind
he's
of
holding
just,
his elbow.
He's holding, you hit him in the leg, but he's holding
he
his elbow.
He saw us drive by. Hey, hey,
he's just looking for attention.
Fucking flipping us off as he drove by.
With his hoof. He's flipping you off.
He just wanted attention.
What would a deer look like flipping you off?
Let's go out and ask that deer out there.
Dare you to pet it?
I would pet it.
Okay.
You dare me?
I do.
Are we at a good stopping point?
You tell us.
I feel good about it.
Cool. Do you have an outro?
I was wondering. I was thinking about just cutting it.
No.
Right there, but we didn't. Let you do what?
Nothing.
Why did you just look at me like that? What was that?
I don't know what is going on. My brain.
That just was scary. It looked like you just were possessed for a second. What the fuck? Did you see that?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing.
Wait, no, you do.
I was going to say like our live streams. Where you're about to say something. Oh, yeah. And then you cut it.
What?
That's why I didn't say anything.
All right, I'll do an outro. All right. So, yeah, that's it. We'll just say some of the things that I didn't say in the beginning. If you have subscribed to our throne, thank you again. We have some new stuff coming in for there. We still do have a giveaway that we have to get to in Throne as well, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Anything else? No, I think that's it. All right, that's it. Say bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, so good.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the One Hit Thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.